He just, I want to put this, I want to get this down.
It was the video, the title of the video was Bungee Jumping Gone Wrong. There's a couple people out there up on a rock face or whatever, and they tie this girl, and she's like, you know, that looks like an actual bungee rope, but I guess they miscalculated the length, how far up they were.
No.
That's probably one of the most.
The worst part of the video is the scream.
Oh, no.
When she jumps off, and you know, you see a forest way down there. There's a woodland forest.
Oh, okay.
You just see her fall, go into the trees, and then you hear her scream.
Well, see, that's what I...
How can you watch that?
You just see
I cringed, of course.
Well, he didn't see her body disintegrate. He just saw like her going in the trees, right?
Yeah. You know, she jumps.
But see, I'm kind of...
And then she goes into the trees, and there's a scream, and the two guys at the top of the cliff are like...
That was a little too long.
Did we just kill her?
Well, let's go... You know,
let's cut off the camera.
You don't really hear what they're saying or what language it's in. It's just like... You know, they're just like, well, I guess we better go find whatever's left.
Yeah,
like
her shoe or whatever. Jeez. But see, that's kind of what I was a little confused about, like... She wouldn't have known it was the wrong length, so I would figure, you know, she wouldn't have known she was going to hit the ground, but I'm sure once you, like, get ripped by the tree branch, just kind of like, okay, I don't think this is fun anymore, you know?
Yeah, so that's probably why she screamed when she realized, this is it.
I'm still going. Yeah, because otherwise, if it's, you know, off a bridge or whatever, you would have thought, you only know you messed up once you go clunk, and that's it, you know?
Yeah,
that's when you would know.
Or the people who climb to the top of skyscrapers and do pull-ups off the flagpoles or whatever.
And then realize they're not strong enough to pull themselves back up.
Yeah. Yeah. Got their GoPro set, you know, and the GoPro records their last final, the look on their face. They know, I've made a terrible mistake, and this is it.
Well, to get away from that ghastly images in your head, let's play a game. Considering the date today, Beth, Mark, and I, we're going to get high today. So let's do that.
Oh, Lord, it is 420. Oh, God.
Here we go. This is Tony Shaw with your Jive Ass Alien with
Beth, the sober deity.
Sober deity. The devil's lettuce deity.
And Mark, drugs are bad. Drugs bad.
But yeah, today is 420, which is, as we all know, is Hitler's birthday. So that's always a good time. I shared it. But look. I've had these for a while, but we're going to play some games today. We're going to either...
Ducking high.
We're either going to think like a stoner.
Oh, I'm not going to do good on that.
Well, you basically got to dumb it down. You know, you think like, what would a dumbass high guy would think?
Hang on, let me smash my head into something so I can kill a few brain cells.
So which ones would you guys rather play? Ducking high, where this stone duck tells you these questions will get you high, or think like a stoner, the dope party game for stoners and their friends? I didn't even read that until right now. So that's
which one's easier to learn?
Basically, you're just asking questions. That's all it is.
Then let's do this one.
Are these just Cards Against Humanity knockoffs?
Kind of. Yeah.
It looks like
drug themed Cards Against Humanity.
Let me see. I think like a stoner was a little better, if I remember. We won't try the multiple choices till later.
How to play?
Well, no, not even that. We just read the questions, and whoever says like the best response gets the card.
Okay.
That's all we're gonna play.
Okay.
So here, you want to be the card handler, Beth, or what do you want to do?
Beth usually does good at that.
And then I could maybe throw in... Oh, so our third least listened to country is Kuwait. Good old Kuwait. And they got the oil money, so... Or did they take all of Kuwait's oil?
I think they took it all.
Damn it. Well, no wonder...
I actually saw a thing about, quick facts about Kuwait the other night. That's
sorry,
like,
that was funny.
Yeah, see, wait, Beth, don't proofread. That's no fun.
Oh, sorry.
So they got once in a while, they got these cards.
You said I'm the handler. Yeah, what's the difference between the white cards and the green cards?
Well, the mindfuck cards are just sort of like random thoughts. And they're pretty stupid. Like, mindfuck, why have we never seen a commercial for Chinese food? I just seen a Pan Express one.
Because
you don't
have to advertise Chinese food because it's so cool.
I see, and I think that's kind of the right question answer, because everybody, I don't care where
I'm going to say, like, the only fast food Chinese restaurant is that I know of is
Panda Express,
and you do see advertisements for them once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, so not this often. Card is a lie, you dumbass stoner.
As I said, most other ones but are
Panda
just
Panda Express
family.
Is like the Taco Bell of
yeah, Chinese it's not food, really so. Chinese.
Yeah, food. It's Chinese inspired. Yeah,
yeah there yeah. you go. That's a good title.
Can you grab that for me, please?
So we'll see if because
the rest
high
of them are just
Mark
like little family restaurants, and most family restaurants, regardless of genre, don't do much advertising.
Yeah, they can't afford it. All the money is going to the food.
We'll just put this stack in the middle, and each of us could take turns reading.
Yeah, most family. I mean, that's like asking, you know, when was the last time you saw an commercial for Cobb's Hardware?
What?
Exactly.
Where's Cobb's Hardware?
Or Moe's Gizmos.
Moe's Gizmos. Shields I never heard of that. I like
it's
that.
It's a commercial for advertising. It's like talking about Moe's Gizmos. Everyone knew Moe, but then Gizmo Joe moved in and he had to advertise because nobody knew him. And then one day Moe's Gizmos just wasn't there anymore.
Oh, wow.
Poor Cobb's Hardware, Shields and Palm.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Is it still there, though?
I believe so.
See, we don't know because they're not advertising.
Yeah, it's a small little thing.
Everyone goes to Ace or
Home Depot or Lowe's. Yeah,
you see Lowe's.
You see commercials for Home Depot and Lowe's all the time.
Ace,
and even Ace,
shrink.
Right?
Yeah, they shrink a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware that Ace was still in Fresno until you talk about going there.
There's one in Clovis too. That's I don't know. I'm trying to find.
Well, there's a few Ace stores, and then there's a few Ace affiliate stores, like Fresno Ag and the. I forget what this is called. The actual name of it is. It's an affiliate store. It's a little franchised. I don't think it's Ace by name. Yeah.
Well, no. So, like, even the one in Clovis.
Belmont Hardware.
Or some of them, like, the Ace is inside or some shit like that. Like, they say. I don't know how it works out. Because I know which one you're talking about on Belmont. Yeah, we used to go to that one. Yeah. It's Ace. It has the Ace thing on the outside.
Yeah. Okay. And they sell some Ace products, but it's just a little.
Family owned hardware store.
So I wonder if they get a little cut of it or whatever.
Yeah,
you have to pay like franchise dues.
Okay, where the hell okay, is honey, so okay. We're gonna play Duck and High. First question. She lost her head.
Yeah, you have to get this outfit on this doll. It's ridiculous. You have to take her head off.
Oh wow,
this is very poor planning on the costume design.
It's a very tiny dress they must have put on her. With no neck hole.
Really? Mommy fixed it.
All right, here we go. First question. Who has the best response? You guys heard of the Hunger Games?
Yes.
Okay. Which kitchen item would you choose as your weapon in the Hunger Games?
A kitchen item?
Well, yeah, it's like, your go-to would be a knife.
Yeah.
But
they have arrows.
That's boring.
Well, not only that, but they have arrows. You know what I mean? So...
maybe go Rapunzel and take a iron skillet.
Damn, that was my answer too. That's for
cast iron frying pan.
If Beth wants that one, she takes that one because she came up with it first. But that's kind of what I was thinking of frying pan because I see video games too. Because
you can defend
lock
with
the arrow
it and
yeah.
hit with it.
Yeah, exactly. Cook with it.
Yeah, exactly. With it. Survival method. So, Beth, you going with the frying pan?
Yes.
Damn it, that's a good.
Yeah, that's a good one. If I had to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, once you take the frying pan, you just completely
yeah. Just kind of glance around her kitchen right now. Yeah.
See, compared with the knife, I'd argue that like a fork is kind of more versatile. So I'd probably because you can still stab somebody with it, you know.
Well, when she said knife, I'm thinking like the 8-inch cooking
knife,
like a giant one,
butcher knife,
or the cool,
or a cleaver.
Cleaver, something like that, you know, large knife.
But again, you picture Hunger Games immediately. You picture what's her name with the bow and arrow. So like
Katniss.
Yeah, Katniss. I always think cat piss.
What about
Beth's trying to help us out now.
I'm thinking like the meat tenderizer hammer, you know, the meat.
Oh, mallet. That's a good one too. Because
I was gonna say
it's a good horror movie.
Tenderize too. You good?
Yeah, you even have your own quip. That's perfect.
What are you thinking
of? Sorry, the name of it escaped me just now, but like red hot pepper
flakes.
Cayenne, thank you.
Cayenne pepper.
Oh, like the dust?
Yeah.
Oh, God, get that in your eyes.
You're blind.
Ah, just let me die.
See, you never see that.
It's like pepper spray.
Yeah.
Cayenne pepper spray.
Come on, that's a rim shot. Yeah.
I was trying to think of something like what would be a better tool, but yeah, Beth's kind of stole it. You know.
I spend a lot of time in my kitchen.
She gets this round easily, man.
Well, I was thinking like a microwave or something because, like, you know, somehow. But then you got
to hard
to
lug around.
Well, not only that, but it's hard to get
the
power.
Huh? You warm things up in the toaster.
Mighty toaster.
And shove people's hands in it.
Yeah,
if you, if you had a power source.
Well, see, when you're Katniss and you're in the trees and they're sleeping down there, yeah, you can sneak down there like hand in a toaster oven, baby. But yeah, Beth's taking that one. That's okay. For sure. So
all right, I'll
we'll go around a circle. I'm trying to find my fun facts of Kuwait.
Kuwait.
Yeah, I had a setup and then we lost it.
Go ahead, Beth.
If you got,
it could be a while.
No, yeah. I'm waiting. For Beth.
If you woke up as Bill Gates, what would be the first thing you'd buy?
Personality?
Nah, fuck that. That's a waste of time. If you got money, you don't need personality. That's the whole
point. Yeah, that's true. Maybe a better wig, I guess. I don't know.
Better hair plugs?
And quit thinking of it as Bill Gates. Just think of it as things you want that you want to have.
Oh, I mean, if I woke up with
flying car, I want a flying car. Just see,
because it says what would be the first thing you'd buy. So obviously, they want to know what things you would buy that you.
You know what?
If money wasn't an object,
I'm going with the flying car because nobody else is going to have a flying car. I'd be the only flying car.
Yeah, the flying car is next, but private island.
Ooh, that's a good one. I want one of those.
You'll die like within a week.
You got to find one with good natural resources.
Yeah,
money, I could get one.
You know what? Buy out somebody's island.
With his money, I'm buying the Hebrides.
That's a good one. I like the islands. I'm sticking with flying car.
Okay.
See, that's down the list because I'm going to need something to get to the mainland.
Yeah. Well, see, immediately when I think of islands, you know, I think of like there's no Costco's there. So where the hell am I going to get 30
I'm
going to
need a
Q-tips?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell stat. Yeah. I need a franchise out in the Maldives. I don't know, fucking some island leech.
On the Falklands.
The Falklands, yeah.
I would buy Disney. Make it good again.
I'm sitting there trying to think,
start
like
buying up Disney stock.
Well, I mean, like, it's losing its money left and right. It's good for the pickings right now. Bill Gates probably could buy it.
See, that's what I'm trying to think. Like, does Disney have more money than Bill Gates? That's not where I'm stuck. Like,
they used to.
Okay,
they used to.
Not anymore.
I'm trying to think. Can he afford?
Yeah, they're
it?
Selling off assets now.
Yeah.
See, so now, well, Beth, you're kind of at a disadvantage because now you have to sort of like, you know, bring the price up, and that'd be tricky because,
well, you know, buy it and fix it and then I would make more money
and the stock price would go back up.
Yeah,
start making quality, you know, start doing things that are
and if I have the money to buy it, I obviously have the money to fix it.
That's all speculative. But yeah,
but
based on like the
no, because Beth and properties. I are big fans of classic Disney, the Disney that brought you the Lion King, the Disney that brought Space Mountain,
the Disney that Jungle catered Book. To children.
Yeah.
And not fads.
Not fads, you know.
Not screaming people.
Solid family entertainment.
The Disney that, yeah, that catered to families and children, and not the screaming people that have no children.
Yeah. Oh. That was accidental, too.
Yeah, it works.
It worked. But
I tapped it with my middle finger, too.
But I like Mark's idea of the island too.
Yeah, that is a real good. I think
get
I give
an
him
island
more.
And build a theme park on it.
There you go.
See, because, yeah, he could sort of take our ideas and make them. He can make a Disney on the islands and have his flying car.
Beth and I have, you know, building castles in the sky. We've talked about it. It's like she should build her own little mini theme park in the backyard.
Does that have like a couple little castles?
Instead of Disney, it's Davis.
Yes. And you got to use the same D, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the Disney font it's called? I thought?
Yeah, but it was Walt's signature.
Oh, okay. That's where it came from. But yeah, I think Mark takes that one pretty
okay.
easily.
I get that one?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Mark, your turn to read.
Okay,
did you find your facts?
Oh, no, I completely forgot. I forgot what conversation. No, I mean, just keep reading. Don't wait on it. Oh, here it is. So specifically in Kuwait, it's the Al-Asima Governorate. What the hell does that mean? The capital governorate? Never even seen that word. Sometimes referred to as Al-Kuwait. It's weird because they spell it with, instead of the I, spell it with the Y. So somebody's giving us false information here. Is one of the six governorates of what the fuck is governorates mean?
Let me see.
The governorates are further subdivided into areas. The governorate is headed by a governor appointed by a ministerial decree for a period of 4 years, which can be renewed upon. So basically, they're just like, you know, obfuscating the
governorate.
Sort of,
governorate?
Yeah, I think governorate.
That, you could probably think of that as a
governorate. See? Governorate. I didn't get that in my
just
civics class.
Well,
it's like governor and
areas
then
the governor rate is headed by.
But so it just
okay.
Seems
I think you could think of that as like county or state within the country of Kuwait.
All it is just sort of like diffusing down sort of the leadership or control, so I don't know.
People don't read ahead.
Yeah, he's trying to get all the cool Kuwait facts. He's a my Kuwait
fact. Well, speaking of designing countries and stage, if you could redesign or add something in the city you were in, what would it be? Oh, the man. Freeways. That's my answer. The freeways are...
Add them?
Like just change
add
them?
Add or redesign.
Redesign them?
Mm.
I would redesign the freeways because, God, yeah, they're a disaster.
What is Kuwait best known for?
That's a hard one. It's going to take some thinking.
Yeah, well, see, because we just kind of argued about, and you could do, like, the street. I guess I'm trying to think of something that's so drastically different because it's almost like something maybe that would, instead of freeways, something else that would change that or whatever. So,
well, one thing I would add to, I would redesign Fresno's freeways and make them more ring road-like because that was the original intent of how you have, around downtown, you have the 99, 41, and 180.
Right.
And when they built the 180, they started with that part to make a ring road around downtown. Well, Fresno has now expanded to the point where we need a larger ring road outside of that.
Because the population?
Yeah, a concentric circle. And that would also benefit West Fresno, which is grievously underdeveloped.
Roundabouts, man. We just need more roundabouts.
No.
No!
Put these roundabouts.
People do not know how to use roundabouts.
Well, that's because
people are stupid. That's worse than a four-way stop.
But I feel like, you know, given time, because... people come across roundabouts so goddamn rarely. You know, that's the kind of the
thing. It's like it's normal in places like England. But here, like, they put one in the middle of River Park. And people were getting in accidents there all the time because nobody knew how to use it.
Yeah, it's fucking chaos.
Well, I feel like the more we have the sort of, you have to adjust. Like, there's no way. You either adjust or
look,
you end up like those guys.
Boy.
No, man.
Well, roundabouts don't work with the me first mentality of Americans.
You know,
what's either just or die. Total agree. You're gonna get in, you know, car wrecks. People are gonna head on sooner. It might take years, but sooner or later we'll thin out the herd, and then we'll have roundabout people. So
nope,
I'm willing to go for it. You know what I mean?
So you would.
I want a Disney store again.
Yeah.
I think all the Disney stores closed down, but you know.
Well, so I mean, the only ones were in the malls, and the malls are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, man. That's one thing I get rid of malls right away. But no, Beth wants to use all her resources to bring Disney store.
Yes.
You don't want them as? Do you want them as big as the IKEA?
Yes.
That big, like where you get
store? Yeah, get an IKEA too.
So basically, more
shop at the businesses. Disney store and stop at the IKEA for lunch.
Yeah. They got good meatballs.
Sounds like an afternoon.
Yeah. Sounds like an afternoon.
Not bad. Get out of the heat of Fresno and stuff
like
that.
It's like, yeah, River Park's great and all, but there's no Disney store.
It is incomplete. It is incomplete without that.
So freeways, Disney store. I had one and then I lost it. So now I have no clue.
I thought your answer was roundabouts.
Like just force them in there. I don't feel like that's like drastic enough. Like I need something. And it's like, well, do I want to resolve the traffic problem? Like, nah, not really.
Do we want to get rid of all the homeless? We can learn to live with them.
Well, they'll find their own way out. It's like actually another thing I would do is move the zoo.
It's not a good
area.
To
where it's more centrally located?
Either. No, actually, just somewhere better. Because it's in a really crummy neighborhood, and it's hard to get to.
Well, see, I was going to say, like, it doesn't matter even the neighborhood.
Once you get
in there.
Once you get into Roding Park, you can't get back out. It's like, where's the exit?
Yeah.
I thought that was just me. Okay, good.
No, that happens to
everybody. We always get lost in there.
I'm a pretty decent driver. It's a
freaking Bermuda Triangle getting in and out of Roding Park, man.
It's like that old Looney Tunes cartoon of the guy that's trying to find the off-ramp for the freeway, and he stops and asks this guy at a burger stand, and he's like, how do I get to the such-and-such interchange? And he keeps coming back. It's like, you got to just go straight and take a left. You can't miss it. And he gets stuck on the freeway.
Comes back to the same guy?
keeps coming back to the same guy. And finally, the guy running the burger stand says, you know, I don't know how to get off this freeway. I never figured it out. So I opened up this burger stand.
Oh, that's funny.
See, that's why we got to fix our freeways, man.
I like that one.
I mean, earlier we spent a good half hour ranting about how they...
Yeah.
It's hard to merge. How shitty they are. So we got to fix that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think more... See... The stupid answer would be like, say, downtown Fresno, but that's what my answer was. My answer is going to be try to collect funds and pay off these lecherous high-speed rail idiots to leave us alone, and we don't have to try to continue this stupid facade of...
Oh, God. Cancel high-speed rail.
Yeah. Basically, pay them off. Pay them off so they could leave, and we could break down the pillars that are just in the middle of nowhere. And
you could drive on the 99 again.
Yeah. So they don't try to get
downtown without looking at that huge scar through the middle of it.
So they get.
I would concede my. Yeah, I would give you the. I'd give you the round for that.
Give
yes.
The yeah. Good for answer. That you win.
And it's my turn. But Kuwait, surprisingly, one of their resources
Does
is
Kuwait
petroleum.
Have high speed rail.
See if how. I don't even know how successful they are. Because all I know from Kuwait, they got invaded by Iraq, right?
Yeah.
It's not in America. I don't give a shit.
I mean, no, you're right. They did. They are an oil-producing company, and they were funding a war between Iraq and Iran.
I don't know. Where did I wake up?
Somewhere I think back in the 80s.
Jordan.
Back in the 80s or 90s. That was when I was watching The Fat Electrician, and it was the time we destroyed, like, half of Iran's navy in an afternoon.
Don't fuck with our ships.
Proportion, yeah, they made the mistake of screwing with America's boats.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Kuwait did?
Iran. I think it was Iran.
One of them.
Iran so far.
They're in the desert. How much use they have for ships, you know, do you think?
Shipping oil to different places.
Yeah, that's
the world.
About it. But it's like, if for well, battle, I guess.
That's
yeah.
all. Well, all of that is right there next to the Suez Canal, and that's a major shipping lane.
Yeah, I saw somewhere like the ports. It's about the ports. The Kuwait dinar. Kuwait has a petroleum based economy. Petroleum and fertilizers are the main export products. The Kuwaiti dinar is the highest value currency unit in the world. That's pretty cool. I mean,
there you go, them.
Why would you give me examples instead of just moving on, you dumbass? But. Look at that. They have an international airport. I don't know that. The Kuwaiti dinar is the highest value currency. Petroleum accounts for 43% of GDP and 70% of cultural earnings. Of course.
So when is Greta Thunberg going to go there and say, "How dare you?"
The Middle East. They can murder journalists, dude. The Middle East, they're not too worried about what we care about. That's where they have. I just seen yesterday.
Wait, is it Middle East? I thought it was that. Where is Kuwait? Where is it? Or is that one of the... Is it on the Arabian Peninsula?
What's wherever the hell? Let's see. I don't know. It's on the coast. That's all I know.
Well, that's what you said about a lot of landlocked.
Yeah, you thought China was landlocked, dude.
Is it not? It's on
I
the
don't
coast?
Trust your geography skills at all.
I mean, we don't have Lily's inflatable beach ball globe anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's all we need. The oil spills during the Gulf War. Okay, so it's... Has a hot desert climate. All right. Kuwait. Anyway. There we go. I can't Kuwait to move on. So here's another. Here's a mind fuck. There's just, I guess, sort of, you know, nobody wins these really. Just to spark conversation. Yeah. If you are born deaf, what language do you think in? I like to. The mind fuck to me is like, how high was the person that came up with this? If you are born deaf, what language do you think in? Whatever language you could read, I guess.
So that's you still learn sign language and stuff like that. So it depends on which country you were born in.
What language do your parents? It'd be like, what language do your parents think in? I guess.
Okay. Yeah. It is a sea coast town, and it's sandwiched right between Iran. Iraq has shared borders with Iraq and Saudi Arabia, and just a little bit to the northeast is Iran.
So it's like
that's unfortunate.
It's right in the middle.
Well, that's probably nobody's taking it over then, because that's
three countries that really hate each other.
Oh, this is actually a cool one. I like this. Well, they're all decent, but this one's pretty cool. What topping that usually this is a straight up stoner one that usually isn't found on pizza would taste the best?
What topping that it usually isn't found?
Yeah, because people argue pineapple on pizza is evil and Canadian bacon's good.
Yeah, well, that's very common. You know,
that's what I mean. Like, yeah, but like they argue about pineapples. I can't imagine. Trying to throw someone. So what product, the fruit, whatever vegetable that you like would taste good with the mix of the sauces and the spices and stuff?
Well, one that we actually joked about with one of my favorite restaurants. We were joking about Chinese. There was a pizzeria next door.
Yeah.
And it closed down because the building needed repair. So we joked about Chinese pizza. So I'm thinking orange chicken.
Orange chicken.
Damn, that was going to be my answer too.
I was thinking like Cheetos.
Cheetos,
but like Cheetos on it, or like Cheetos on the crust? Like, how are you thinking Cheetos?
Like on the toppings?
Just like four Cheetos, just.
It's just you have to eat it quickly though, because after the bake, it's gonna start getting soggy.
Yeah.
with the Cheetos will get soggy.
Yeah.
So crunchy Cheetos. You want? Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. I think you'd
like start with a cheese pizza, and as it's cooking, like when it's halfway, you throw the Cheetos on there so that they seek into the cheese just a little bit.
No, she doesn't want chewy. She wants crunchy. So the last ingredient, pretty much.
Sprinkle it on like right before. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she's thinking.
Okay, so it's already cooked, and then you sprinkle them on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she wants like freshly. Freshly grazed.
Because soggy Cheetos aren't good.
No, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Some people like lemon and shit on there, and I don't like soggy Cheetos. I like the crunch.
When I worked at Blackbeard's, I used to get a bag of Cheetos and put nacho cheese on them. That's
ooh.
Good.
Ooh. Nacho that's cheese on pizza? Salt, damn. Is that getting too far?
Huh. Which that's one? Not bad.
Nacho cheese on pizza?
Like instead of the red sauce?
Well, I'm thinking kind of additionally on it, because like you got their cheese on there. See, so now I'm thinking more like a Mexican nacho pizza, like actual tortilla chips and then cheese on it. Because that would soften the chip. Because see, unlike Cheetos, I wouldn't want hard tortilla chips on my pizza. Because one, it'll cut your mouth up.
Oh yeah.
But with the nacho cheese, that'll soften it up enough where you can eat it, and it's like just gooey and crunchy enough to be. That's not a bad idea. I'm sticking with nacho pizza.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mark's grab orange chicken. I'm stealing the nacho pizza.
I mean, that's pretty good. Yeah.
The more I think of it, the more like, hey, that's not.
I mean, you could go full nachos, nachos grande with this.
Yeah, sour the cream jalapenos, the sour olives.
Cream on pizza gets me a little like.
I'm thinking, you got the guacamole. Cheese on there.
What about guacamole?
Same. It to me now, it's kind of with nachos. It's like if you try to do the full nacho, it's too much different flavors.
See, I'm not thinking full. I'm not thinking pizza. The chips. I'm thinking like, okay, you got the your crust,
olives,
some marinara sauce, cheese, and then on top of that, you throw the ground beef, the jalapenos, and
that's like the 10 degree heart attack going on there. Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah.
Go over imagine the Americans.
We'll marry a Chicago deep dish like that. You got a seven layer.
What is it? The crumbly white cheese. What is that? Feta?
Yeah.
Yeah, feta, you throw some
feta
of that.
Feta or ricotta, one of those two. They're both crumbly and white.
Like, well, see, this. So the way I figured it was like with the nacho cheese. So you get like the cheddar cheese.
Yeah, and then you could, you could get some nacho cheese on top of that or some.
With the feta cheese?
Yes.
God,
cheese
damn.
On cheese on
cheese.
Cheese
on cheese on cheese, man.
We're Americans.
You're not pooping for like months there, man. You're going to be clogged up for quite a while.
I think Tony wins that one with the nachos pizza.
Yeah, I think you're too.
You got to give it a try, though, Beth. Yeah, because now you just.
I said Cheetos.
Oh, that's right. My bad. I didn't know
that. That got us started on nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got stuck on nachos. But I don't know, orange chicken, because when we were talking like Chinese pizza, I was thinking orange chicken. Hold on, Beth. We're not doing. She's excited.
No, I said you win it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I agree. Mark, I'll take it. Don't look at a gift.
This is a mind fuck, so we'll do this one, then I'll grab another one.
Yeah.
When you delete a picture, where does it go?
That's so stupid. It goes no.
It goes.
If it's on your phone, it goes to the cloud where the algorithm and the AI saves it for eternity. But if you like
delete it, then it's deleted.
Nah, it doesn't go anywhere.
Trust me, I know IT. Not, man. Yeah. You put in your recycle bin and you empty recycle. It's still on your RAM there somewhere. Like it takes a little going, but they could steal it. So whatever idiot wrote that up. Yeah.
Sometimes it can be recovered.
Yeah, yeah, it often can.
Yeah. So yeah, it goes somewhere. This one's kind of funny. If you had to wear a cartoon character's outfit for the rest of your life, which character would you choose?
You know what? Immediately, I think, just to see how I could get away with it, Donald Duck.
Just not wear pants.
Yeah, shirt, cool little shirt, my little hat, my little sailor hat. And then society would have to bend to my whim, because I'm sorry, you said any cartoon character.
I self-identify as a cartoon character.
I self-identify as a duck.
Don't give people ideas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say don't give a duck. So yeah, I'm Donald Duck immediately. Just to test the limits of society, you know what I mean?
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
I'm sticking with duck.
Well, I'm also kind of thinking like practicality. I don't know, man.
Whose costume, I guess, do you like? You know, you could pick a... Dick Tracy? You could be Dick Tracy with yellow trench coat.
Cool yellow trench coat and suit, but...
In the middle of a Fresno heat?
Yeah. No, I got it. I'm Batman.
That's a pretty good one. But, try to get not too deep into it, but, like, would we be in a world where, like, the actual Batman character exists, or where he's just a comic book guy? Because then it's like, oh, he's running around dressed as Batman, or is like, no, that's Batman. You're punching guys, and
I mean, if I had the costume, I would probably start doing Batman stuff.
Yeah, it just accelerates. Like somehow you get Bill Gates' wealth and start building the cars and the toners.
Yeah, you put the two of them together. I mean, before he was just Bruce Wayne, rich kid.
So you just sit there in your bat suit with the bat nipples, and you're just like, I guess I'm Batman.
My suit would not have nipples.
It has to have bat nipples. I'm sorry. No. It's the Batman Forever costume. Well, how else are your how else do people know where your nipples are?
That movie didn't happen.
I'm just
think people can assume that your nipples are going to be on your chest.
You never know. What about if you happen to be the Batman that has three nipples? You know, now all of a sudden you got a bat nipple over here.
Yep.
Bat suit, Donald Duck, and Beth.
I'm still thinking. I'm not sure.
Well, who's?
I'm really surprised you didn't just go Snow White.
Well, I thought about that, but yellow would stain over time.
Yeah, true.
You could have the birds come and pick it up and go dip it in the river.
I mean, yeah, we never covered it. It's like, do the cartoon abilities come with the costume? Do you enter that world a little bit?
Well, it's up to you, you know, how creative you can get.
Are you just going to start walking around in a shirt, or do you actually have to wear, you know, your Donald Duck? It's like, do you have to wear the full Donald Duck costume?
Well, it's just the hat and the shirt, right?
Or is it a Donald Duck furry costume?
No.
You mean like the costumes they have at Disneyland?
Yeah.
No,
just the outfit.
Yeah,
just
the outfit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you could easily pick like, I'm a firebender.
Oh, so you have
firebenders
his costume.
Do have
okay.
cool
clothes. Yeah,
yeah.
I look good in red and black. Yeah.
So it
Flameo Hotman.
So I guess so, like you're saying, like, okay, I'd be the Superman costume. So does that, you know, I'll wear his outfit. So does that mean I have his powers? That's a good point. I still like Donald Duck. I just want to, you know, annoy people, like. Have everybody turn away. Oh, my gosh. You know, get your feather bottom out of there or something. But, yeah, I like Donald Duck.
See, I keep thinking, you know, from the practical standpoint of what's going to be more useful, you know,
yeah.
And not...
Well, like, so, yeah, are you going to be in a sort of character world, or you're just having to be in the normal human world wearing this outfit?
Yeah, that's the angle I'm taking. And I keep coming up with Gadget. From Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, because she always had that boiler suit on.
Oh, see, it's funny.
Oh,
I was,
yeah,
her gadget. I thought
with the goggles.
I thought Inspector Gadget. So I thought, like, oh shit, that is a cool one. You're sitting there, like, you know, stretching out, and
she's always got like the wrench and the screwdriver in her pocket. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be a good pick.
And what's
it
the
also
wore,
it also
the outfit, the coveralls.
Yeah.
She had a boiler suit. It also works. You could also be Winry from Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, I'm too old to pull that off. And pull off the, you know,
the
boiler suit tied around the lowest part of my hips in the tube top bra. I don't think I could pull that off.
now I'm thinking because Chippendale, because I'm thinking you could dress like Indiana Jones or Magnum P.I., you know?
Yeah.
So that's not pretty bad either. Yeah, you just... Personally, I go Indiana Jones.
And still not wear pants.
I changed my answer. Yeah, I get a suit, a cool fedora, and no pants. Like, okay, is the costume requirement just no pants?
Monterey?
What?
The big one with the mustache. What was his name? Monterey?
I can't remember. I think something like that.
Because it wasn't
Monterey
a Jack?
Jack.
Yeah, Monterey yeah. Jack. Yeah. Yeah. Like, cheese. That's all I remember.
It's like, I don't think he wore pants either. Or did he?
I don't think he did.
Gadget was the only, like, you know...
Yeah, the girl was the only one that wore pants.
Yeah, okay. This guy's just
lots it's the whole modesty thing.
Yeah, oh,
she was the only one with modesty, but she was also rocking the boiler suit, yeah.
These guys are just like, letting it all hang out. You know?
So who wins this one?
Probably Batman, I would think.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Airbender, did you stick
I might have
Airbender?
To change my answer there. Yeah, and maybe... It's like, if I had to cosplay as a character for the rest of my life, it would have to be something practical...
I'm trying to picture the Firebender's outfit because, you know, I've only watched an episode. The Airbender has the cool Buddhist monk robe, and that's comfortable as hell. I mean, that's just a step above my harem pants. So I dig that for sure. I'm definitely closer to that than I am to Donald Duck. I'll give you that much. At least outside in public. Indoors, I plead the fifth.
Well, you guys can't decide on an answer.
Well, Batman or Firebender is still pretty cool compared to
But now he's thinking of changing it again.
it would have to be... Okay, I'm going to go with Firebender.
Okay.
Just and because Beth, I could actually stand to dress like that.
Gadget.
Gadget?
Gadget?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about yours?
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck. You're staying there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm either Batman or Firebender. I'm giving this to Mark. Yeah.
Firebender? Okay.
Beth, you agree? You can't just
Sure, why not?
She just doesn't want to have a 50-50 split deal we have to deal with. Okay. I like how we're all just getting one, so we're all pretty much tied. We're all equal.
No, I only got one. You guys both have two.
Oh.
Okay, so you could choose how you answer this one. It's a mind screw. What shape is the sky? Well, that's dumb. It's round.
It's sky shape. Duh, that was my
answer. That is something a stoner would ask.
It's spherical.
What's another mindfuck they're going to have? What does the sky taste like? You're like, oh, man, just stop, okay? Just sit there and watch cartoons, please.
That's dumb. Like, that is somebody that has smoked themselves retarded.
Just a sec. Try to separate all these minds. Nah, just leave them together. I'll collect them later. So go ahead. So that's just the practice one. You have to get a real...
I got to wait for Beth to get back. She's helping Lily.
Oh, okay.
Can't play the game without her.
I'm here.
She was doing thing.
Doing mom stuff.
Okay, who can remember the question that was asked two rounds ago?
Ooh.
So
like complete round or people reading?
Kind of the same. No, people reading. Yeah, so like what question did I ask?
Well, you would know that.
No, I don't. I
actually do remember. What topping could go on a pizza that isn't usually on pizza?
See, was that it? I can't remember because I'm.
Well, you won the round. So look at the card.
Did I win the round? Yeah. So
there you go.
Well, Mark wins it because I didn't remember it.
Well, that's not that. That kind of sucks because.
You remember that too?
Well, I mean, it's not a. Answer the best. Who has the best answer? One. It's just was paying the most attention. One.
That's yeah.
So someone like a give me. All right.
Ooh. That would be the person that was the least high when they did that. That is about as lame as the what shape is the sky.
Toss it. Then. Redo that one, Mark.
Okay.
Take it out of your stack.
Take it out. Put that in discard. In the discard.
Unless you want to be the highest person at the end of the game.
Okay. So this is. Also kind of dumb.
Well, all of these are dumb.
Yeah. They're all for stoners.
Choose your favorite chip flavor and defend it like you're a lawyer in a courtroom.
I ain't feeling like role-playing at the moment, but Doritos Cool Ranch or die. There you go. That's good enough for me for lawyer. Death penalty if you don't like Cool Ranch. No, next one. Skip.
Pass.
The concept of it is good, but the execution is not.
Yeah.
So. But okay. Kuwait, listen to us more, Kuwait.
What would be a better name for eggs?
Butt berries.
Butt berries?
Berries.
Berry? Butt berries. See, I was thinking something like that too. I was thinking like chicken poop. I don't know what chicken poop is normally called.
Chicken poop?
Scat.
Scat.
Scat. So it doesn't have a cool name?
Chicken manure.
Feces.
So a better name for eggs. I guess that would be...
How about a chicken fetus? I don't know. It's not a great name. I mean, I don't want to go to the store and give me a dozen chicken fetus, but...
Chicken periods.
Chicken periods. We're just messing up the anatomy of the chicken now. But chicken, I feel like Beth's got the strongest one. But Mark, we'll see what Mark comes up with this because I'm sticking with my.
I'm actually drawing a blank because it's like
chicken fetus.
I'm trying to overpower my practicality with creativity, and it's not really working.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, it's one of those where like egg's pretty good because we've been using it for 40 years now. So I don't know.
Omelet
seeds.
Omelet seeds.
Damn, see, Beth's got... I'm just going to give it to Beth because she's got two in a row. Yeah, yeah. Those are pretty solid.
You're rolling 20s if this were D&D.
See, we threw away two cards and then Beth stole it, so that's pretty good. Oh, here we go. Here's a little culture for us stoner friends out there. Maybe... Do you think they smoke weed in Kuwait?
Probably.
Well, I know a lot of the Middle Eastern, you know, alcohol, right? They're very anti-alcohol.
Yeah, well,
it's the religion, not the culture.
Oh, the religion?
Muslim.
Oh,
okay. Oh. Muslim says no alcohol.
So I wonder how they are about the weed. I don't know how the weed...
It's kind of a gray area.
Our one Kuwait listener out there could fill us in if you want. Do you smoke weed? If it's maybe a...
Probably not, because probably for the same reason as alcohol, because it clouds the mind.
Some BS like that. But of course, billions of dollars in oil, you know, doesn't affect you in the slightest. Nothing but sane rich people out there in the world building cyber trucks and whatnot. All right.
So anyway, what's the question?
If you could add one thing to the Mona Lisa, what would it be?
Spaceships.
They are spaceships in the Mona Lisa. Have you seen it? I'm just kidding. Get all conspiracy
theories. I was going to say, yeah, what could you throw in there that would
dinosaurs. Really just,
a dinosaur?
Dinosaurs with lasers.
Just like way in the background, a small picture of Jesus with a very disappointed look on his face.
Jesus just hiding back there. But what would that point at? Just for like people that scrutinize each thing so they just come across that or something?
It's cool.
It's just, I just want spaceships.
I want spaceships and dinosaurs with laser beams.
So that's your answer, all of that?
Damn. No, I'll pick the dinosaurs with laser beams.
Actually, I have one better than Jesus. Go back in time and get Leonardo to add a small picture of Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Just to really screw with people and really add some fire to the Chuck Norris facts.
Chuck Norris added himself to an old painting, Renaissance. That's not bad, Chuck Norris. It's funny. All right, Chuck Norris. Well, who would add? See, I was thinking more on the outside because I was thinking like a disclaimer or something like, everybody's already seen or taken a picture of this. Move on. Because you ever seen where they crowded? Like, first off, the pictures aren't like this big.
Yeah, it gets.
But you have like
over.
Yeah, like crowds of people sitting there, you know, trying to step over people, take pictures. Like, for what, man? We've seen the Mona Lisa. It's move on. There's much better Leonardo paintings out there. Vitruvian Man for me has always been the cool one.
That's the cool one because it's actually useful.
Yeah, that too.
That was Europe rediscovering the arch because it had been lost for a while.
Yeah. I'm adding that. A disclaimer to get your artistic heads out of your ass and just move on.
Well, unmade bed is not art. It's slothfulness.
I'll argue with a little bit on that one because that's right. Art is dead. I would rather people look at the Mona Lisa than look at a banana taped to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Back
when people had, talent.
Well, you know what? I'll play the devil's advocate. I've eaten a lot more bananas than I have Mona Lisa's, so I kind of think that.
What you do in your spare time? if you're over there eating gummy DeMilos,
Gummy DeMilos, sweet
cans.
Can't believe we'd ever cover that. That's like season 2, season 3. So what would you add, Mark? You're the last one to add.
The Chuck Norris.
Oh, that's right.
I'm adding Chuck Norris.
Ooh, and I'm kind of split between Beth's and Mark's because. You know what? I'll give it to Beth because I think the lasers kind of pushes it just over the edge. You just have Chuck Norris. She has dinosaurs. I'm sorry, man.
I'm adding Chuck Norris to really fuel the flames of the Chuck Norris facts.
Well, see,
it's like, why is he in the Mona Lisa painting?
Well, this will be the tricky one, right? If you go back in time and come back to today, those Chuck Norris isn't as impactful as like 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're not going to get into time paradox in this episode.
We have like 10 minutes left. We do. Actually, we should wrap this up pretty soon. I don't know. I'm giving it to Beth. What do you think, Mark?
Okay, sure.
Just to shut it up. Beth, how much do you have?
Here, take over.
Okay.
Three. I've got 3. Mark's got 2. You've got...
Oh, I got 2. I thought I had 3. Well, Beth wins, so we're done.
Are we done?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Wrap it
up. You know, this one we actually looked up.
Okay, cool. So we got a...
what is it then?
It's a mind fuck. Oh, okay. Which came first, the word orange or the fruit? It was the fruit.
Well, are you sure?
Yes.
Word.
Because before that was like, orange was considered like reddish yellow or something like that. Yeah, reddish yellow. They didn't really have... But then, they started saying, the color of the orange, and then it just became orange.
Well, I thought it was... Wasn't there like a... You should know this. Wasn't there like an Earl of Orange? Wasn't there like a...
There's an Earl of Sandwich.
It was William the Orange or something like that. When they Castle Carrickfergus, I think it's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I just know the name, but I thought like maybe that's like where it came from.
Ireland, Northern Ireland, or
yes, we were watching that the other day. Great British castles.
You can look up orange origin. That's what I'm looking up,
and I want to say that's why. Northern Ireland is Protestant. Is William the Orange? He's still celebrated now with parades and such.
Careful, you're
Heather. Yeah. Pomme d'orange. Pomme d'orange. So basically, you know the answer to this mind fuck. So it's not much of a mind fuck.
No, I'm going to choose a different one.
Because we have the internet.
We have real answers to that.
If it's on the internet, you know it's true. You got a bonus one, Beth? Well, you won, Beth.
I'll read one more just because this is kind of funny.
Okay.
Create a college degree based on your personality. What is it called? For example, a bachelor's degree in procrastination.
Mine would be an associate's in info dumping.
I was going to say associate's too.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
A master's in complaining. That's what I would be.
Yeah, that's you.
That's a good one.
I would have a bachelor's in good intentions. intentions that never really go anywhere.
I'd vote for Mark just because it would take the less time. Associates, yeah. I'll finish that in a semester or a couple semesters.
Well,
here's another random one just because I thought it was funny. I don't know how he got away over here, but which animal is the biggest asshole?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, isn't it?
There are some animals out. Geese.
Tasmanian devil. Geese,
wasps.
Wasps, I you have to bother them again.
No. Ants.
Fire ants or
any ants. A lot of
invasive.
We were talking about this the other day because I got bit by an ant in the front yard, and it's like, you know, most insects will bite you as defense, like they feel threatened. Ants will bite you just to bite you.
They'll bite your ass away. And then they invade your house, they're in their driveway, you're in your house, they're in stuff, they're in your food, and they're hard to get rid of. They eat your plants if you're growing vegetables. Screw the little bastards.
Yeah, I guess if you get to insects, you know, it's almost like that's the whole category of assholes. Because like, what about like can't even think of the name right now, I just had it, but eating your house, termites.
Well, yeah, termites, but you know what? You could deal with that. But there are insects that are, you know, they're cute.
They're cute and they're overall, a little bit helpful.
Yeah. Ladybugs. Yeah, yeah. Ladybugs.
I think
June bugs.
Pill bugs.
Everyone, like, gets their panties and wasp over mosquito hawks. It's like, no! Mosquito hawks are great!
What are those mosquito hawks?
They look like mosquitoes, but they're, like, six times bigger. They're
really big ones, yeah.
Yeah,
the big, big
mosquitoes, hence the name, mosquito hawk. They eat the mosquitoes. They will not bite humans. Some calamity just happened in the room. Yeah. But they'll eat the mosquitoes. That's why I say, like, every year, I'm like, we need to just get some pet mosquito hawks, keep them in the house.
Pet mosquito hawks, yeah. That's, you don't even have to feed them. They feed themselves. They're eating mosquitoes, yeah.
And, you know, ladybugs are incredibly helpful for gardens because they're carnivorous. They eat aphids.
Yeah, they eat the ones that make the holes in your plants.
And they're cute.
Yeah.
Don't mantises do the same thing?
Praying mantis? Yes. They like...
Manti.
See, those are the ones that people get freaked out about because how freaky they look, you know? And they eat their mate.
You started to say pill bugs. Pill bugs and millipedes. People get grossed out about those. No, they're great for
mulch.
I love
the bugs. They're so cute. Roly-polies.
Yeah, the roly-polies.
The roly-poly bugs.
And millipedes, people get weirded out, but it's like, no, they're great for mulching.
Aren't they the ones that bite, though, the millipedes?
No, centipedes.
See, I get confused. It's one of them peas.
One of the ones with a shit ton of legs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, what is that joke of, like, how many pairs of shoes would a centipede wear? Or something like that.
1,000.
Or just imagine them, you know, with the little centipede. All right. Well, so we determined Beth is she got the most high, I guess.
I don't consider that a victory.
By 3-2? What was it? By 3-2? Something like that?
Yeah.
By
3? You guys both had 2. I had 3.
Yay. So Beth's the highest. Hooray. Ooh. Now she's that half sleepy duck.
I don't consider that a victory.
So happy 420 Kuwait, which is, this is the funniest part because I'm recording the 420 episode, but it's going to come out
next
who
week.
Knows? Well, I don't even know when. It's just going to come out eventually when it's way past due. But for this has been Tony Shava, your drive as alien with
Beth, the not stone deity.
The least stone deity.
And Mark, drugs bad, okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay, there he is. Yeah, okay, signing off.
Toodles.